For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This past week, we celebrated Thanksgiving with friends and family. It is a time set aside to offer thanks to God for His provisions and protection of our lives. But believers should be known as people of gratitude at any time, not just at Thanksgiving. Today, Pastor Holland continues his message from Luke chapter 17, entitled, The Absence of Appreciation.
I want you to see this morning, there was one grateful man. One grateful man. Somehow, Jesus transferred His healing power in the air. They were on their way. And God healed them. And I wonder, you picture in your mind, you really don't know how it transpired. But you'd think if all 10 of them was walking together, and all of a sudden one looked down and his hand was restored, or looked down and his feet was restored, or maybe they was hobbling along and all of a sudden they was walking. I don't know about you, but I believe it would have probably turned into a jumping and maybe a shouting and maybe a skipping. And a man said, I'm going to get on down there, excited about where they were. But look at verse 15. When all this transpired, the Bible said, and one of them, that's the sad thing, when he saw that he was healed, he wasn't high-fiving the guy next to him. He wasn't telling, man, can you believe this? But the Bible said he turned back and with a loud voice, he glorified God. One writer has observed the story of the unclean. He said there was 9 ungrateful men and 1 unusual man. You know, that's sad, but that's true. 9 ungrateful, 1 unusual. I tell you, we live in a society today, and thank God, raise your children up to say thank you, please, and all those good things that go. I've often told you, my grandmother, I used to eat with her, and she had a saying we had to go through every time we came to the dinner table, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, please. Then we'd have the grace, and we'd have the meal. And if you asked for something to pass and you didn't say one of those words you're supposed to say, you didn't get it. But I tell you, we live in a generation today. Sometimes you can hold a door for a lady and she may thank you. And sometimes she may look at you like, what are you doing? But I tell you what, we live in a day when it's very unusual. Friend, I'm just saying simply, be a thankful person. When you leave here today and go get something to eat, understand there's people that don't have anything to eat. When you go home today, that nice home, and you have the air conditioning, and you got the nice bed to take the nap in, remember, you're better off than a ton of people. And just be thankful. But I want you to see how his gratitude was declared. I'm sure if we'd have caught up with the other 9, I believe if we'd have ran behind them and found them and said, hey guys, come here. Didn't God just heal you? Yeah. Are you thankful that he healed you? Why, yeah. I mean, they probably would say, well, yeah, we're glad. Man, we're glad. But this one man, he unusual in his ways, but he put his words into action. The Bible said when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. First of all, he showed his gratitude. It was expressed verbally with a loud voice. I tell you today, we as Christians, we don't need to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't need to be ashamed of who we are. We don't need to be ashamed of who Jesus is. We need to let people know today that God is God and God has worked in our life and done great things for us that we could possibly imagine. And he gave thanks with a loud voice. You know what? He wasn't worried about what the other 9 was going to think. He wasn't worried about what the people side the road was thinking. Just to put it in good South Georgia language, he didn't give a rip. He just did it with a loud voice. And he glorified God for what he'd done. Those two words, loud voice, he no doubt began to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And not only that, but he began to shout it out verbally. But listen, it wasn't just verbally, it was visibly. The Bible said in verse 16, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And get this, he was a Samaritan. The man not only spoke with a loud voice and glorified God, but he fell on his face at his feet as a public act of worship to show his gratitude and appreciation for what Christ had done for him. I think today it's so important to understand the importance of thankfulness. Friend, I tell you, every day thank God for your salvation. Every day thank God for your family. Every day thank God for your friends. I could just go on and on. In fact, I think you ought to have a thank you list. I think you just ought to make a list of things just to remind you of things that you need to be thankful for. But I wonder many times if we really understand the importance of being grateful, saying please and saying thank you. But notice the gratitude he experienced. I don't want you to miss this. The Bible said in verse 15, and remember now, all 10 of these men are headed on the path to a new life. I mean, all of them, their life is about to change. They're about to receive the greatest miracle in their life. But the Bible said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. When he realized what God had done. Do you realize this morning what God's done for you? Do you understand today what God's done for you? I tell you, I remember where I used to be. I remember years ago where I was used to be and where I was headed. And I realized today where I could be had it not been for God's graciousness to me. I wonder today if you're truly appreciative of what Christ has done for you. Friend, do we really appreciate what he's done? One leper was so moved, and he was so grateful. It had such an impact on his life that he turned around and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Then he fell on his face visibly, and he thanked him for what he'd done. A gracious miracle and a grateful man. But lastly this morning, there was a grave mistake. Yeah, you guessed it. Jesus said, were there not 10? Those 9 lepers missed an opportunity to show their appreciation to Christ. They made a mistake that far too many people make today. God does something good for them, and they leap out into the world, but they forget where they came from. Now understand, I don't believe you ought to dwell on the past. I don't believe we ought to glorify the sin that we lived before we got saved. But I tell you, every now and then, I like the song that says, remind me, dear Lord, remind me where you brought me from and where I could be today. But yet these men failed to thank God. Warren Wiersbe said, too often we're content to enjoy the gift, but we forget the giver. We are quick to pray, but slow to praise. The sin of ingratitude is probably one of the greatest mistakes that we could ever make. It's okay. If I give you something and you're not thankful for it, that's okay. It's not going to bother me. I'll be okay. But when God gives you something and you don't show your gratitude for it, then that's a serious mistake. And I want you to listen. I'll show you why. First of all, I want to tell you it's a mistake because of who it forgets. These 9 lepers were healed, and you know what they were thinking about? Man, I can't wait to get home to my wife. Boy, ain't she going to be glad to see me. Am I going to be glad to see her? I tell you, I haven't been able to go home now in a long time. I've been in this sin, and it's corrupted me, and it's destroyed me. And I tell you what, thank God I'm going home. There's nothing wrong with that. But obviously that was more important to them than remembering the very one that made it possible for them to go home that day. While their excitement is understandable, it's tragic today when people forget what Jesus does. Friend, I want you to remind you today that every day we live, every step we take, God is in control. He leads us in his guidance. Just moments before, these men had leprosy. I could not even describe. I wish I had a picture. If we could have had a picture of those 10 guys, I believe it would have been so gross that it would have probably made you sick at your stomach. But now they're healed, and they fail to demonstrate and declare their gratitude to the Lord. A lot of people said, I don't have to go to church. I tell you, that's the least I can do for the Son of God that gave His life on the cross of Calvary for my sin in order that I could have eternal life. That's the least I can do. Don't talk to me about putting nothing in the offering plate. Listen, all you preachers wants money. Well, it does take money to operate. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm just glad God's given me some money that I can give back to Him what belongs to Him. Why, that's the least I can do for somebody that gave His life for me. I could go on and on, but I tell you, we'll just stop right there. But I tell you, we have the full privileges as Christians. We've inherited the kingdom of God. All these things are true for us for only one reason: what Christ did for us on the cross to pay our sin debt. Yet sometimes we snooze our way through church and we grumble our way through life, but we've altogether forgotten what God has done for us. Boy, yesterday was a beautiful day, wasn't it? Did you stop long enough to thank God for that beautiful day? Boy, it's been dry around here. Wasn't it good to see some rain this week? You said, boy, preacher, we needed that. Did you take time to thank God for the rain that He sent our way? As Christians, we must never forget that over 2,000 years ago, the blood-stained, battered body of our Lord Jesus Christ exhaled His final breath, and He cried, "It is finished." But yet today, we still live in a world and a generation of people with ingratitude and the absence of appreciation in their life. So we see, first of all, what it forgets, or who it forgets, but notice what it forfeits. Look at verse 19. He said, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now we know that this man had already been cleansed from leprosy, so what did Jesus mean by that? I mean, what was He saying when He came to that passage and He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole"? Well, it's not exactly clear, but it appears that this man received an additional blessings that the other nine did not receive. Some have suggested that Jesus healed this man spiritually as well as physically. But you know what? He had a special blessing because he was willing to go back and thank the Lord. Could I just tell you something today? When you thank God for what He's done, you'll get a special blessing. The other nine missed out on something else that Christ could have done for them. There's some that miss out on the blessings that Christ can do for them because they don't thank Him and they don't have faith enough to believe what He said.
And that concludes Pastor Holland's message, The Absence of Appreciation. To access this and many more sermons online, please visit victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Join us again next week on this same station. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.